Hey everyone, thank you for listening to Barely Mexican. My name is Miguel Garcia. I know that's not how you pronounce it for all you real Mexicans. We'll get into that topic later. But just to, start things off, my name's, well, again, Miguel Garcia, and I'm barely Mexican. I live 45 minutes away from the US-Mexican border. So I'm in a border town, and it's a very small town. It's a college town. Population is predominantly Mexican, I guess, as you can assume. Both my parents are Mexican, my mom's Mexican, a lot of my family's Mexican, a lot of my friends are Mexican, and yet here we are. I'm a very Americanized citizen, Mexican. And it's not like I'm ashamed of my roots or anything like that, because I do have, some Mexican roots and a Mexican background, just because, I was raised by a single mom, and I was raised by, my grandma, basically. So there are some things that she did go ahead and instill, like some Mexican traditions that she went ahead and instilled in us, and as we grew up, and things like that, which I still love and cherish. But the crazy part is I wasn't necessarily raised in a traditional Mexican home. Now, the reason why I'm doing this is, it's basically just to reach people who are just like me, who are kind of stuck between two cultures, who, either whether it be Mexican American, Latin American, or whatever it may be, like whatever culture boundaries that are surrounding you that you might either be stuck between, or hey, you might even just be a full-fledged person who doesn't feel like they fit in anywhere. Because that's also a possibility too. But it's like, it's funny because. So, well, I guess I'll just start off with my name. So my name is Miguel Garcia, and I was named by my mom. And so, but my mom didn't feel like I needed to learn anything any more Spanish than my name. Figured that would be pretty good. And so, I guess she was gonna originally name me Michael, but my grandma, for some reason, didn't want people to call me Mike, which is a long, complicated story, because I think it was like my aunt was dating someone named Mike. And she didn't like him. And so when my mom got pregnant with me, because she had me at a young age, my mom had me at like at 18. So my mom wanted to name me Michael, and my grandma threw a fit. And let me tell you, my grandma knows how to throw a fit. Well, I guess it just runs in the family, because everyone in my family knows how to throw a fit. We're very passionate people. But so my mom, being the rebel that she is, decided to name me Miguel, which is basically Michael in Spanish. So, and left it at that. Literally, that's all there is to it. But she didn't teach me any Spanish, so it got really confusing, and it's really like I struggle with it sometimes. Like in the beginning of this episode, I went ahead and introduced myself as Miguel Garcia. For those people who don't speak Spanish or, never heard my name properly said, it's hard for them to catch it sometimes. I used to work at a call center for a specific tech company, and like I would always introduce myself, and they'd be like, and so one or two things would happen is if it was someone who's never heard like or isn't used to like Spanish accent or anything like that, they would be like, "What? What's your name?" They would, and then they would make something up. Like one time I got called Mangus, which was like not even close. Which made my day though. Call center life is rough, so you'll take what you can get. And I couldn't solve the issue anyways, so the fact that she thought my name was Mingus sat fine with me. Or two, there are people who do speak Spanish, and so when I do introduce myself, I'll be like, "Oh, hi, my name is Miguel," and then they just start spouting out Spanish, and I'm just like, "Oh, just kidding. I'm not a real Mexican." And they seem really disappointed when they find out you don't speak Spanish. Like, they just look at you like so sad, and I'm just like, "Oh, okay, let me go get you a real Mexican," which is really weird. And I've tried, like, I took Spanish in high school, and I passed with like a B, but then I stopped after that, and I brushed up on my Duolingo, Duolingo. Sorry for my language, but it's. Like, I don't know, like, I just either get distracted or something else comes up, or I get really confused because Spanish is like backwards sometimes. Like they put, like, I don't know. It's hard to describe. Anyways, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. I get distracted. That's why I didn't go to college, y'all. But it's pretty interesting. And what the crazy part is so my mom's last name is Casillas, and then my dad's last name is Badarama. So how I ended up Garcia is a whole nother story in itself. And it's basically just like, so my dad's dad and my grandpa, because I didn't really know my dad, like I said, I was raised by a single mom, and that's another story that maybe we'll get into later on down the road. But my dad's dad was like, he ran away with, and I don't even know if I'm right about this, but he ran away with like a sister-in-law or something like that. I don't know. He ran away with somebody else. And so my dad was really hurt by it. And so my dad didn't go by his dad's last name. He went by his mother's maiden name, which was Garcia. So when he met my mom and, like, I guess seduced her with his whatever, I don't know, gross. Oh, now I'm grossing myself out. Anyways, sorry about that. He went by Garcia, and he even had like the Garcia like tattooed on his arm. And so she just assumed that his last name was Garcia. So it wasn't until after I was born, where she had named me Garcia, that he was like, "Oh, LOL, my last name's Balarama." And so it's weird because if you think about it, like I'm still kind of related to Garcias, but not really. Like I'm literally gonna start my own clan of Garcias, which I mean is just gonna be open to people who don't speak Spanish. Another frustrating thing about it though is like if I ever get married and like have kids or ever have if I ever have kids in general, like do I name them something like Spanish and then put them through the same struggle that I went through, or do I just name them something that just like doesn't necessarily match, or like try to find like a name that matches with Garcia, maybe something that ends with an A so it goes with Garcia. I don't know. It's really complicated, and it's kind of the reason why I don't want to have kids, so I can just avoid that whole complication. Or I could just let my wife name the kids. That would probably be the smart route to go. But anyways, going on, the first, just to let the first few episodes are really just going to be like about my roots, how I grew up, and who I am as a person and everything like that. And so it was either this or write a book, and I don't have the attention span to write a book, and if I feel like sometimes I might just ramble on or whatever, but this might be a better way to just get my point across to people. But it's crazy because, like, especially coming from a town where everyone's predominantly Mexican, you're kind of just expected to speak Spanish. Now, there are a lot of generations that don't speak Spanish. Like, a lot of my friends, like, don't speak Spanish in my friend group. I do know a few that do, and by a few I mean everybody else. But like, and it's crazy because like my mom knows Spanish, my grandma knows Spanish, my aunts, my uncles, but none of their kids speak Spanish. So it's really weird because it's like if you think about it, like we're, several generations from, like, because my mom's grandpa is from Mexico, and like my dad was from Mexico, like straight from Mexico. So I don't know what I'm talking about anymore, but anyways, so it's kind of just like for me, I'm kind of stuck between these two cultures. Because don't get me, I love the Mexican culture, and I wish there was more. Like, I mean, I love the music, even though I don't necessarily understand it, but I love the style, I love the beat, I love, the food. Oh my God, Mexican food, nothing gets better than Mexican food. Oh my God, some home, like some real Mexican food. Yes, I live for it. I can never tire of it. I can never, and but then again, I'm also the kind of person, and I say I'm barely Mexican because there was this one specific instance where I was working at the call center I had mentioned before, and a lot of my coworkers are like, "Oh, well, let's go to this, Mexican restaurant and everything like that, and this and that." And I wasn't feeling it, and I was just like, "Well, I'm gonna go to Taco Bell. I'm gonna go get a chalupa." So for all of you that are confused, Taco Bell is not real Mexican food. It's very American. You can't go into Mexico and buy a chalupa. But then again, I haven't been to Mexico in forever. So, I mean, you might. I don't really know. But it's crazy because one of the fun, I think, or interesting things about it is just because, like, I am very Americanized. So don't get me wrong. Like, I also love American food. I also like drinking sodas and celebrate 4th of July. And, I'm very patriotic. I would say I'm very patriotic, but people might say different. I don't know. I love 4th of July. 4th of July is like my favorite, and proud to be American. I'm proud, to live in the country that I live in. Granted, it's not perfect, but it is open to change, which is unlike some others, or if we're able to change things, and which I find powerful or find meaningful. And it may take years and it may not always happen, but it's nice to know that our government or our nation is susceptible for change. And so, yeah, but I just want to say, thank you for listening, and everything like that. And it's just crazy because you guys are gonna learn really where I come from and about who I am as a person. And also, I did this too because, I just moved out of my mom's house. I'm 24. And I had moved out when I was 18. And that was a big fiasco. And I had moved in with some, friends after high school, and it didn't work out. And then my grandma got sick, so I was helping her. And then she got better. And then so I moved in with my mom. And then I lived with my mom for about like maybe a year. Maybe like a year and some months, and then now I'm finally back out on my own. So now I'm 23, I'll be 24 this summer in July. And it's crazy because I also did this because, like, it's also something to do and also something, to just keep my mind off of things because this new apartment is very quiet. It's a big adjustment to what I'm used to, sharing a room with my 17-year-old brother. Shout out to Gabriel. Oh, also another fun fact, speaking of names, Gabriel's name is actually Gabriel, but we just call him Gabriel because when I was little, I couldn't pronounce his name, which my mom blames me for, but she didn't teach me Spanish, so that's on her. But anyway, so yeah, so I just moved out, being an independent adult. So I've literally been adult all for, what's today's date, the 11th? I've literally been an adult for 11 days. And let me tell you, is it a big adjustment? I should not be adulting in any way, shape, or form. Like, when I first moved in, I was like, oh, wait, like, I started to think, like, now I have to buy my own toilet paper. I have to buy my own, washcloths, my dishes, my pots and pans. I don't even have a microwave. So I'm still getting the hang of it. It may take me a while because I'm a bit thick-headed. But it's actually pretty great to be independent. I have my car. Granted, my car doesn't have a bumper and the trunk's broken, so I have to like rope it down. Or tie it down. Rope it down's not a thing. But I couldn't be more proud of myself, especially because I'm doing it on my own. I don't really have anybody else's, well, I wouldn't want to say anybody else's support because I definitely do have, the support of my friends and family. But like, I'm doing it on my own, which for the longest time, I don't. Necessarily, well, I know why. It would like terrify me, and I'm just like, okay, like, I don't think I could do this. Like, I don't think, like, what if something happens? And a lot of times, it was a lot of like, it was a big fear of failure, and there was a lot, like, and we'll get into this later on, like, through other episodes, but sometimes I have, like, I don't want to say seasonal depression or like just depression because it just like it comes and goes. And I mean, I don't have healthcare, so I haven't really seen a doctor about it, which I feel like I should, but this has definitely helped. Like, my change of scenery has helped. And I'm not saying that if you do battle depression that you shouldn't see help or seek help or ask for help or whatever. If you are definitely struggling with it, it is something that you should definitely check upon and handle. But I just choose to do things differently with irresponsibility spending and sleeping all day. But granted, sleeping is one of my favorite hobbies. Like, if I could get paid to sleep, I would. But yeah, this is, it's just crazy to like now in society, it's kind of just, and especially in this small university town, you know, it's crazy because you see like a bunch of different faces and you meet a bunch of different people. And sometimes I wish I could cross that barrier because there are, you know, some things that I would like to experience. And I guess, I mean, I still can, like, I'm not saying that I can't. But as of right now, I'm trying to just focus on being an adult because I can't multitask. And it's crazy because I never thought I would get this far. Like, honestly, like, I never thought I was gonna make it. Which is really weird to say, and I'm probably like oversharing too much information, but it's fine. It's just honestly, like, I never expected it to happen the way it happened. Also, like, literally, like, I applied for this apartment on a whim, like, and the reason I applied for it on a whim is because I saw my old drug dealer. Don't do drugs, kids. Stay in school. Eat your vegetables. Don't talk to strangers. Anyways, but yeah, I saw my old drug dealer, and he showed up at my work one day, because I work at a furniture store, and he was just making a payment, and I was just like, and he called me out, and he's like, "Oh, hey, what's up?" And I was like, "How you been?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I have it." And he looked good, like he had lost weight and he was like getting in shape and everything. He was like, "Yeah, I got a new Mustang and all this other stuff." And I grew up in a religious background, or in a religious home, and I'll dive into that a little bit more, like here in a little bit. But and so I had grown up, and so I was just like, "Okay, cool." And so he had shown me, and it's like a 2017 Mustang, like basically, like, you know, and I used to work with him at a call center, well, at the same call center, and he was a really cool guy, and you know, we would just hit it off, and so I was actually really proud of him, and he like moved out of his parents' house, and he was getting his life together, and everything like that, and I mean, well, kind of, because he did tell me he was still doing his thing or whatever, but you know, like he was getting his act together, which I was very proud of. Like, I was just like, "Oh my God, like, you know, hit me up whenever you need help or whatever, and anytime you want to hang out." And so I was just like, "Okay, so if he can do it, then I can definitely do it. Like, I can definitely get my act together, you know, come income tax season, I'll, you know, save for a security deposit and, you know, and everything like that." And that's just what I did. So I had applied for this apartment on a whim, and I applied online, because my friend had sent it to me. And they're like, "Oh, check out these apartments." And then I had saw this one, and I had really liked it. And it's just a small little apartment, you know, nothing too fancy, nothing, you know. It basically has a wall, a roof, and you know, it's 2 bedroom, 1 bath. It's just perfect for me. It's just everything that I like. And you know, what was I saying? Oh yeah, so I had applied, I had seen it online, and I had applied basically on a whim. I was just like, "Okay, like, yeah, like if he can get his stuff together, then I can definitely get my stuff together, and definitely, you know, and but do it the right way, you know." And I was like, "Okay, so I saved my income tax for the security deposit. I had, you know, and then I still had my upcoming paycheck from work." And so when I had applied, I got a phone call from this guy, and he was just like, "Hey." He was like, "Have you even viewed the apartment?" And I was just like, "No, I'm just looking, you know, to move out really quick." I was just like, I was like, "I just basically need to move out." I was just like, I wasn't really. And he was like, "Okay, well, we prefer for people to, you know, come want, like, you know, come look or whatever." So he showed me the apartment, and he showed me like several others. And this apartment, the first apartment he had showed me, I fell in love with. Like, it's, you know, they're all basically set up the same, but this one kind of just. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I definitely get like vibes from places and people. And like, I can, you know, this one kind of just gave me that home vibe. Like, this would be like a place of refuge and a place of, you know, like of solidarity. And so I was just like, "Okay, like, this is what spoke to me." And I also liked it because it was the only apartment with like a little mirror decal, like in the like hallway when you walk in. And so, and it's, you know, it's a decent apartment. It, you know, it, basically, it does its job. My mom called it ratty, but we grew up in apartments slash trailers like this, so I don't know what she was expecting. Like, But anyways, I mean, there's no roaches, there's no mice, there's, you know, I think there's gnomes because there's a random hole in my closet. And they said it was for like the plumbing. But I'm like, no, why is there a hole in my closet? It has to be for the gnomes. I think it's the entrance for the gnomes because I don't even know why I have gnomes in my apartment. Well, I don't know. They might like clean or something or steal my pennies. I have a lot of pennies lying all over the floor because I'm a slob. But yeah, so now that I'm being an independent, well, if I knew how to talk, that might also help with the podcast. Now that I'm being an independent person, it's very liberating, but also very like I'm starting to focus onto like because I'm already thinking how I'm gonna spend my next because I pay like my next paycheck. So I'm just like, okay, I have these bills to pay, I can pay this off, I can, you know, splurge here and finally get a microwave, and everything like that. So I'm like literally, I don't even have anything like hung up in my living room. I do have a picture of a llama in my living room, and then I have a picture of a pig eating a donut in my kitchen. So it's a very interesting place. I feel like everyone's just like this sad little man. But I just think it's very liberating. So to all of you adults who have been adulting for a long time, please, you know, give me tips or anything like that on how to be an actual adult, especially when it comes to budgeting, because I'm not necessarily the best at sticking to a budget, especially like if I'm in a bad mood, like I'll just start spending and spending and spending and spending. And it's just, but again, like I said, like it's very liberating. I can literally, one of my favorite things to do, and might be TMI, is to just like walk around in my house in the nude, which I should probably buy curtains first because I mean I have blinds but I don't have curtains on any of my windows, but I mean hey, there's not much to see. So anyways, getting back onto topic, and it's crazy because like I never thought like it would happen that way. Like literally I moved in like because I had applied the week before like February had ended. And then I didn't move in till March 1st. So, like, I literally, and I was living with my mom and I was helping her pay bills and everything. So I was just like, hey, mom, lol, I applied for an apartment. And, like, she kind of wasn't necessarily too happy about it because I didn't tell her that I was, like, leaving soon enough. But again, I had planned on a whim. Like, I wasn't even expecting to get this apartment because, like, literally, when I make plans, it never works out the way that it's supposed to. And it's probably because like I'm always doing everything last minute and I'm never like actually like strategizing or anything like that or like really applying myself. And then I just get more frustrated and I'm just like, why didn't things work out the way that they need to? Or I think that they should. And it was like, but, and so he was just like, yeah, no, like he was like, he was like, I think you would be perfect for this place, and everything like that. So I live in a 2-bedroom. I don't have any roommates or anything like that. The reason I got 2 bedrooms was just in case like either like family or friends want to stay over when they come into town. Because all my friends are now leaving me. Like one of my best friends, like several years ago, I think it's been 2, 3 years. She had moved to Phoenix, and then my other friend recently got married about like 6 months ago, and her husband's stationed like 45 minutes away, and so it's a real adjustment being an adult. And so and I have another friend, she moved to Albuquerque, and then I have another friend who's moving into Albuquerque as well because I live in New Mexico, so it's a real trip. But it's crazy because like I never thought. So now I have to make new friends, which I think I'm doing this instead of making new friends just so I can like talk to people or listen to myself rant. And I was wanting to do another podcast with another friend of mine. And it was like about religion and stuff, 'cause like I said before, like I grew up in a religious background. And that didn't work out. Like, I mean, we're still good friends or whatever, but we don't really talk or our schedule's different. And so it's just now I have to find new friends, and I have what's called like a strong personality. Like, obviously, as I'm doing now, like I sh overshare too much, or I say like too much information, or And people are just like, what? So I usually when I meet people, I kind of distance myself depending on the vibe I get from them. Like if they're like, oh, hey, you know this and that and da da da. Like I was like, okay, because I didn't really know my dad, so I always tell like dad jokes, or like people be like, oh, your dad's dumb, and I'm like, oh well, like I didn't know the guy, so you're not wrong. But it's and I think that's really sad. But for me, sarcasm is like my armor. Like that's my defense mechanism. Like I like the only smart thing about me is my mouth. Like let's just get that straight away. I can be so witty, and I'm like not trying to brag or anything, but like, you know, I'm obviously gonna have, you know, my friends come on and other guests and everything like that come on and I mean later on. And so I just think it's crazy that this but yeah, or no, yeah, so I'm like so sarcastic. And to like my big mouth gets me into so much trouble. There was a particular incident at work, the furniture store that I work now, and because I have no shame in my game. I will read receipts, I will call people out, I will. And I won't apologize if I won't be sorry about it. I said what I had said, and there's no taking it back. And the only time I'll actually apologize is if, like, after I realize, you know, hey, maybe this person didn't deserve it. But for me to go off on somebody, you deserve it. Because for the most part, I like to think like I'm a pretty chill person. Like, I'm not necessarily so uptight or anything like that. But like it isn't until you come to me and start bringing problems to me and I'm just like, okay, like hey, whoa, like, and especially after like I tried to rationalize with you and you just won't, then I'm just like, okay, then, you know, let's really go there. If you want to go there, let's go there. And so there was a particular instance where Black Friday, the busiest day of the year for all retail, like I was told like, oh, they're just like, oh well, you're useless and you don't know how to do your job and this and that and da da da. Granted, like I'm always doing other people's jobs, so it's like I went off and I was like, F you, F you, F you, F you this, F that, and like everything else. And this was in front of customers, like my supervisor was there, like I legit just clocked out and left. It's a miracle I still have a job at that place, to be honest. But I'm also, and I didn't apologize. I didn't say sorry. The only person I had said sorry to was this one girl that I had gone off on, like, because she was like, oh, well, can you help me, like load up this CV? And I was just like, nah, fuck, oh, I just cussed. But I was like, no, like, F this. And that's what had set me off, is because they were being dumb. And, like, I was just so tired of that place. And so, yeah, my mouth gets me into trouble a lot. And I won't apologize for it. I won't like back down from what I had said. I had said what I had said, and it is what it is. And it's crazy because, and I think that's why a lot of people, like, it's hard for me, not necessarily hard for me to make friends, but it's hard for me to connect with certain people or a lot of people because I'm just like, because people find me rude or abrasive. And I'm just like, I'm not trying to be rude and I'm not trying to be abrasive. But at the same time, like I'm not gonna try to be someone I'm not. And it's a real struggle to be me. Because a lot of people don't necessarily, because I have a very dark sense of humor and a lot of people just don't get it. Because they're just like, oh, you're too morbid. Well, not necessarily morbid, but like I make a lot of jokes. Like there was this one where we were watching a video at work or something and like this little kid was just like, oh, I wish something about because like their father had left for work and they're like, oh, I wish my dad would come back to work. And I was like, LOL, me and you both, kid. Also, one of my favorite Disney lines is from Finding Nemo, where Bruce the shark, he's like, it's after like he smelled blood and he's going all crazy and he just goes, I never knew my father. Like, literally, I live for that line. Like, that is my favorite. And it's just so because like it happened so fast that like it's something you don't catch right away. Sorry, my neighbors are showering and I just heard the pipes and it freaked me out because that hasn't happened since I've moved in. But yeah, it's just crazy, just like just who I am. And you guys, you're either gonna love me or you're gonna hate me. Now I'm also the kind of person like if y'all hate me, I understand, I get it. If you love me, That's cool too. I don't get it. There's probably something wrong with you, but hey, let's go with it. But I think that's all I have pretty much for today. And next episode I'll be going over a little bit more into my background about being raised as by a single mom and being raised by my grandma a lot and a lot of the events that has shaped this personality and a lot of my beliefs. And then so when we get into certain topics and certain things like that, it'll kind of like you guys will understand where I'm coming from. Like I'm not just like some crazy person who's ranting and raving about anything, or nothing, I should say. But thank you for listening again. I look forward to I'll have an e like I'll put in a little I'll put out like an email. So if you have any questions about me or any questions, like I'm very unqualified to give advice. But if you guys have any questions or anything like that, I'll be more than happy to. Oh, I'm such a customer service. I've been working in customer service for too long because I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll be more than happy to help you guys out. But I'll be more than happy to answer any questions. I'm an open book, and everything like that. So y'all have a good night. Y'all have a blessed day, or y'all take care of yourselves.